This is Tree Note. For millennia, indigenous tribes crossed the region of the Great Lakes through its waterways. The Ojibwe, Abenaki, and other tribes navigated these networks of rivers and lakes in elegant canoes made with birch bark. Their vessels were stable, durable, and light enough for one person to steer, far superior to the cumbersome longboats of the European colonizers. The secret to these canoes' waterworthy properties was the white birch tree, Betula papyrifera. This deciduous tree in the willow family has distinctive papery bark that peels in thin horizontal layers around the trunk. And its natural oils make it pliable, strong, and resistant to rot. When harvesting the bark, the builders took care not to damage the inner layer of living cambium, the tissue that allows the tree to regenerate. I've always envisioned canoe building as starting with an interior framework and then covering it with an outer material. But birch bark canoes are built from the outside in. On a sand-lined bed, the sheaf of bark is weighted down with rocks, with the rough part on the inside of the canoe. Then, the frame is assembled inside that envelope by inserting bent cedar ribs. Ashwood gunwales are fastened with the roots of black spruce or jackpine trees. Finally, the seams are sealed with a mix of pine pitch, deer fat, and charcoal. Today, most canoes are made of fiberglass, but many indigenous artisans keep alive the traditional knowledge of making birch bark canoes. Their value and beauty remain as deep as the waters of the Great Lakes. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.